Town of Bruton, regular meeting of December 14th, 2009, will come to order. Please turn on the silence electronic devices. Mr. Andre, let's in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember O'Leary.
Here.
Councilmember Bujwa.
Here.
Councilmember Aden.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Kershaw.
Present.
Attorney Costa.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Here. Minutes for the regular meeting on November 9th, are any package or your motion, corrections or a motion?
I'm going to accept them.
Move, Mr. Bujwa.
Second.
Second, Mr. Kershaw, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Committee reports, Public Works Committee authorized mayor to enter into a contract for sidewalk project. The amount of contract is $33,000+. Last week, I stumbled over my words, but now I remember why we have a contract. This is a grant, and the state, as part of the grant, requires a contract. Normally, we just say, you know, it's a service, just go ahead and do the work. So Wayne got actually four bidders, and we didn't advertise, we didn't have to, and we got four bidders. And Mr. Scott, who does most of the work around here anyway, he got the job. So with that, I'd ask that y'all authorize the contract in the amount of $33,400, whatever that number is.
Move.
Mr. Andre, second, Mr. Abear, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it.
Last week, the Parish Canal went out of its banks.
Yes.
Which is bad for the town. But we didn't have any flooding problems on Lean Street, which, with the project we did, which is a good thing. And just yesterday, since I go back there quite a bit, it was really about this far from coming out the banks again.
Yeah.
We had water in places back there that hadn't been watered in quite a while. By that little camp right down the hill by the sewer pond, they had water almost coming to the front door, and it's on top of the hill of the Parish Canal, really. So with this significant rain here, the water's not going to get out. But, you know, went down on Lean Street today, it looked like it was pretty good shape.
Yeah.
I know you sent an email about it, so if you could comment on how that's working.
Yeah, we got basically five inches of rain. We had 5.35 at one station, 4.85 at another. So yeah, it rounds off to five. And the drainage that all over the town was fine. We never really had a serious problem with. The area that Shane's talking about, we put that modification in. People that live in the Null House, which is really the worst one of all, they didn't even have water on that carport. It was completely, it's like they didn't even have a problem. They had puddles in their yard like anybody else does, but nothing even close to the house. And I went down the drainage structure and measured down, you know, where the top of the water was, and it was below the top of the pipe. So the pipes were flowing, you know, 80% full, let's say, which is good, because that means it was carrying a lot of water straight to the Tonton. The only problem we had was at Marvin Cox's house. You'll show you how things work out in life. I'm driving down Eileen Street, and for about four houses from Marvin Cox's house back towards the front, all the yards were flooded. I said, oh my God, this drainage thing went bad on us, man. Oh man, we flooding other people. Turns out there was a gas can lodged in his culvert. His whole yard is covered. So about 80% of the way down, the gas can apparently worked its way down and lodged itself cockeyed or whatever and blocked all the drainage. So all the yards back, about 4 yards, were all full of water. The yard itself, nobody got to run the house. We had to pull two old concrete covers out just to get it out of there. We couldn't bust it out. We couldn't do it. It was too far in there. We tried everything. Couldn't get it out. Anyway, we're going to replace the covers. But that was just an isolated thing. Now, the concern really is that the sewer system had a lot of water in it, to the point where some of the houses halfway down Eileen Street were having a tough time flushing their toilets. The normal places we had trouble, which is in Courtney Estates and all the way at the end of Eileen Street, they didn't have any trouble. And we hadn't really figured that out. We met with Royal Waggis back Friday, I think it was, for 3 or 4 hours, and we've gone over the system and we're doing some. We're taking some data and we looking at manhole. We try to figure out why we had such a large intrusion of water into the system. We always have an intrusion, but the results are different this time from what it was before. We usually have places that we pretty much can count on if there's a problem. They didn't really have a problem. So I know they went today and looked at all the manholes and inspected them, and we found some that have damage to them and all. So that's an ongoing discussion as to how we're going to get to the bottom of that. We didn't get any sewage in anybody's house. I don't think we really came that close. Just that toilets wouldn't flush that well. But we don't want to take that chance. But from the drainage standpoint, Cordia Estates, we put that drainage in there. It looked like it hadn't even rained there hardly. It was great. It just was, you know, the retention pond was full, really full. Tonton was really high. Parish Canal was high. So we'd gotten an inch of rain that 24 hours before that, so the ground was saturated. So it was a pretty good test. I'm sure if we get 6-8 inches in an hour later on, we may not be able to brag as much, but it really seems like what we've done is working. We'll keep an eye on it and see, but it seems to be working. So that's what I have. Planning and zoning, consider request for variance to construct a street over sewer servitude for St. John the Baptist Catholic Church on Bourgeois Street. They basically want an access road to get to their mausoleum, and it just crosses over our servitude. Nobody, the Planning Commission recommended it. I certainly recommend it. And so with that, I'd ask the council to consider that.
Move.
Mr. Andre. Second. Mr. Olin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. The ayes have it. Anything else? Planning and zoning? Finance, anything? Personnel committee, consider approval of 2010 holiday schedule. Is there in your package basically trading Veterans Day for a floating holiday, and standard holidays listed for consideration?
So the Veterans Day would become the floating?
No. It's just a trade-off. They'd work on Veterans Day.
But what I'm saying is you work that day, and another day that you would choose would be like a personal choice day?
That's right. Because they end up being here on Veterans Day anyway most of the time, and they end up paying overtime or comp time or something.
I so move we accept this.
Second. Move by Ms. Bougeron, second. Ms. Daybar, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. Recreation committee, I don't know of anything.
I think you crank in with the middle school baseball, softball, and probably a lot of these little summer teams will probably get started.
Yeah,
wrestling's in full swing. So is basketball.
Yeah, we have a multi-state wrestling tournament really sponsoring at the
Ketchum Center.
It used to be called Ultra.
Exafit.
Yeah, whatever. Jimmy Swaggart's anyway. Well, Alabama, Tennessee, Florida, Texas. I can't remember.
Yeah. What team is that?
That's the 27th and 28th.
28th and 29th.
28th and 29th of December.
Monday and Tuesday.
Dual meets. Yeah, we got like 20 teams, and it's going. We're trying to get it going as an annual thing where teams from all different states come in and you can compare how you're doing.
It's really, that's something Brew is sponsoring. They're just doing it there.
Two
bigger facilities.
Yeah. It's the 27th and 28th. It's the 28th and 29th?
Twenty-eighth and 29th, yeah, here it is. So anyway, so that should be a good show. Police committee, I don't have anything. Governmental affairs committee, consider approval of records retention schedule addendum. We reviewed it last week. I'm not really familiar with how they came with these numbers, but they're standard numbers. We did that, I think. We'd like to get the council authorized. Unless y'all have any concerns, and we'll review it.
I'll move that we accept this.
Second, Mr. O'Hare. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. Ayes have it. Consideration of vetoed ordinances. The ordinance, hearing and final action on ordinances. We have an ordinance to amend and reenact Chapter 4 personnel of the code of ordinances of the town of Bowie with changes in the following section 4.2E1. Hours of work. Before opening the public hearing, this is something Ms. Daybar is considering, and I don't think we're at a point now where we have anything to recommend, but in as much as we advertise it for our public hearing. We have to have a public hearing. So with that, I'll open the public hearing. Any comments from public? Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing. Just don't want to explain what's going on.
What we're trying to accomplish is, right now, because of the varying hours that consist of a day, the office staff, for instance, work 10 hours a day, the police work sometimes 12 hours a day. We may have somebody working 8 hours a day. And a holiday right now consists of different numbers of hours. So we don't know exactly how to approach this correctly without creating another problem. And that we're trying to come up where, when they receive a holiday, if they work 10 hours, they would get 10 hours pay. And the way we've worked it out is that we would actually reduce the number of holidays that we just approved from 12 to 10, from 12 to 10. And we've made some approximate numbers that would cost the town very little, what, $1,200 or something like that. But it would make the bookkeeping, and it would be more consistent on how it would accomplish it. But we can't seem to come up with a good solution that we don't create. We come up with something, but then we're not sure we're not creating another problem. So,
may I ask a question? We use the same pay system for the police as we do for the administrative employees?
We get paid for an eight-hour holiday.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm not asking the question, right? Do we use the same computerized system for tracking?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So how do you do it now when we pay? You just do it hourly?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Right now, the police department, y'all work 10-hour days? 12-hour days. But you get paid for an 8-hour holiday?
Yes, sir.
And y'all work 10-hour days? And you get paid for an 8-hour holiday?
Yes, sir.
They work 84 in a two-week period. The administrative staff works 80 in a two-week period. So even a better way to say it.
Right.
It's not 8 hours anywhere.
So yeah. Can I ask a question? So if a policeman gets a holiday day, Christmas Day, and he wants to take off, he's still going to take 4 hours out of his leave?
If it's a scheduled work day, I would assume it would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's standard across everybody.
Yeah.
But just like in industry, if you work a 10-hour day and it's a holiday, you get 8 hours of pay and you take 2 hours vacation on that day if it's on a work day. Now, if the holiday occurs on a day you're not supposed to work, say like I'm a 4-10 person and a holiday is on Friday, say like at Dow, I work 4-10s on Friday, they're not going to pay me 8 hours or a day they're not going to pay me for anyway. So they back that day up to me for like a Thursday, and I get the Thursday off, but I still got to use 2 hours of vacation. And you always come in when it's involved in, say, government or, say, non-petrochemical. Well, you got shift workers and day workers. It balances out. It balances out for the amount of time you work. Whereas a police officer working shift work, say he gets sick, and he misses X amount of days off. He might have missed 36 hours of work, but he might not be there for 6 or 7 days versus a town worker with less hours in the day. They'll miss more actual work days and vacate. All balances out with shift and day workers. With going by, you got to go by hours, in my opinion. You can't go by a day.
Yeah.
It's got to be by hours.
Yeah, and
even
I think
if you take vacation.
But we just haven't figured out a way to put it in words yet. We know, we kind of think we know where the problem is, and we kind of
think... Well, if y'all got a draft or something, I'd really like to see.
Well, we tried to come up with a draft. That's the problem.
Do you have something in your personnel book or something from Dow that we could look at?
I got some information that might help.
We need it in writing.
I'd like to see what
you
got.
What you just said, it would help if we could see that in writing.
See, the problem, the real root of the problem is when this thing was put together, life was a lot simpler. They don't even say that a holiday is an 8-hour day. The word 8 is nowhere in there. So it was always so simple because everybody worked 8-hour days. And as time evolved, you know, it's a lot of things, you know, EO wasn't even in existence until 10 years, 12 years ago, 15, whatever. So, you know, it's just something we just got to clean up. It's not a huge issue, but it's something we just got to clean up. And we're going to do it. It's just we got to get it in writing. But we don't have, a good, we'd love to see somebody who has this all figured out already, like Dow, we have it in writing, you know. We could say, oh, that sounds good, let's do it that way. But we don't have that yet, so. Are we gonna need a motion to table this to? Second, Mr. Avery. All those papers say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Introduction of ordinances, I don't know of any. Resolutions and commendations, I'm not aware of any. Department reports, fire department chief.
Calls for the month of November. First aid calls inside in town, we had 11. Outside, we had 20. Fire calls into town, we had none. Outside, we had none. Had one natural leak, gas leak investigation. We had two alarm investigations. Had 8 motor vehicle crashes. We did whole watch service for the town employees on St. Francis Street by the shopping center. Had 1 mutual aid to Addis. Total for the month was 44, and total for the year was 363.
Any questions? Comments?
What kind of whole watch?
Basically, when the town employees have to enter a confined space, we supply the whole watch and we test the atmosphere, and we're also a rescue squad at the end of.
By definition, a manhole is a confined space.
Yeah, we just started that a few months ago.
You got a permit to use?
How's that?
You got a permit to use?
I think so. Kenny, do we?
We actually do we don't do a permit, we do a report. We start a report at time, and we keep the report this whole watch at the station. So if there's any issues, we have.
Right. But they don't go in unless there's a person there.
It's usually the camera.
Do we have a written procedure for when we do?
Once in a while, I gotta drop that.
Maybe something we wanna look at.
Yeah.
We have a procedure, the fire department, before they go in, what we do.
You review with them?
Oh, yeah. We do. With Wayne and how, you know.
Oh, I thought you meant a procedure on when we would and when we wouldn't.
No,
we just don't.
For being in that, oh, yeah. We got something that we review.
The employees are very comfortable with the way we're doing it.
Yeah.
They love it.
And we do a lot of it.
And we've also bought some equipment lately where we don't have to go in the hole as often. You know, some of the things on in the poles and all. So, and it, you know, just the airborne stuff, you know, the sewer and all that. Just the more we keep out of that, the better we are. You know, they take all this tetanus and what, I mean, the hepatitis, flesh shots. It's just not a good thing to be down there. Okay. Police report. Please call.
Month of November, we had 7 wrecks. 1 bench warrant arrest, 1 battery, 2 thefts with banned instruments, 1 burglary on Ori Drive, 19 assistant other agencies consisting of West Baton Rouge, Addison State Police, 2 juvenile matters, 1 traffic arrest, 30 miscellaneous calls consisting of dog bite, abandoned vehicle, welfare check, shutting down a party at the Lions Club, 4 vehicle unlocks, 2 fraud, cases, 5 alarm calls, unwanted persons, hit mailbox, a loose vicious dog, and some civil matters. Wrote 121 citations for a total of 134 violations for the month.
The banned instruments were school?
Were school, yes.
They took them from the band room?
They did. We actually caught the guy that did it. They were going in the school at night. He went and pawned them at Zebra Music.
Got them back?
We did get them back.
Okay, any questions, comments?
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chief.
Correspondence, I got a letter from Cox. I didn't bring it. I want you to know that Cox is on your side. Mean old Channel 33 is trying to get more money out of poor little old Cox. So they're talking about that contract ends by the end of the year. And if it wouldn't be for our buddies at Cox, they're trying to lower your costs. So they're in negotiations with Channel 33. So I want you to know how much I appreciate that monopoly coming to our event. And I certainly hope Channel 33 is not taken off of Cox, so people won't have to buy little old cheap rabbit ears that are HD rabbit ears that you can get at Walmart, because I got some. And the picture's about 100 times better than a dish or anything. Certainly hope you don't have to do that. If you do that, then you don't have to have the local channels. I hope you don't have to do that and get off the copies. Because Cox is on your side, remember that. Okay, next. No more correspondence. Mayor's report. We want to put in the minutes that the Booley Elementary School got their $10,000 scholarship from Kaboom. Thanks very much to all of the citizens in the area who got on their computers and their town computers and their work computers and their home computers and every kind of computer that was and voted every day. We came out second, but that was okay because we were way, way far away from the third place and the first two get the $10,000. So that's
for
playground equipment, yes. Okay, next, Ms. Bourgeois and Eric Kolke and myself attended what's called a complete count committee meeting today, training, I guess you call it, along with Jason Manola and Philip Burgoyne. And once again, it's more of the preparation for the census. And Kenny Hunts, I need you to come see me tomorrow. I want to talk about the census and our fire department. We're very much focused on getting it right. And it ain't going to be easy. You're dealing with a large bureaucracy. So we'll do more on that later. As I said last week, there is a very much improved draft of the animal ordinance that has been introduced at the parish and supposedly going to be voted on. Well, no, it's going to be introduced in January and voted on in January. It's very much better than what there was before, and hopefully it'll pass. It addresses what to do with all kinds of animals and, you know, things like that. And I hope it passes, and if it does, then we'll start looking at changing hours to match it. On November, I think it was 5th, Walmart was given their last payment for this thing where we put up $1 million for Walmart, and our share was $33,000 a year, so that last payment's made. So the amount that they were deducting from every month's sales tax check will not be deducted. Thanks to Ms. Bourgeois for a very good Veterans Day program and the staff. We did a lot of work. It was very much a success. This past Saturday, landmark plaques and certificates were given out. Thank you, Ms. Bourgeois and the staff, again, for putting on a nice show. I participated in judging the Student of the Year contest that they have every year, and this year all three Burley students were winners. And I can tell you, the competition isn't a slam dunk. They have some good competition. It was one of the votes, and this year was out of 675 votes. The person who came out second had 669, six votes difference, you know. And I'm talking about a lot of votes, you know, a lot of different criteria, and, you know, they were both very, very good, and it's always a good thing. I don't judge a teacher of the year, that's too hard, I can't do that. Students of the year is a little bit easier. And I have a concern that I need to express to y'all. The town attorney, Tom Acosta, told me he was going to continuing education as a city attorney, so he went to, he told me he was going to the City Attorneys Association meeting, but obviously he didn't go to all the sessions. The reason I know that is because he was elected to the, he was elected to the executive committee. It must have been because he wasn't there. Now, he claims it's Dana Lorbent's fault because Dana made him do it.
So I got there early Saturday morning. I got there too early when they were meeting.
Oh, okay.
When the board was meeting.
Well, yeah. But anyway, congratulations.
Again.
Yeah. Has he even got his picture in the paper in the LMA? Oh, here's the LMA paper. He's got his picture in the paper. So, I figured he must have not been there if he got elected to that. So anyhow, and that's all I have. Remarks of personal privilege. Anybody?
I just want to thank Mayor Kolke and Debbie for doing a good job on the inside part of this program for Saturday. Mary Ann designed the cover, and it really turned out to be a nice little program. And Gail did the decorations as she did for Bethel's Day, so we appreciate that. And Patricia and Ladidra's help, and people commented on the ceremony and how much they appreciate what the town is doing. So we always thank the mayor and the council members for their support. And even with inclement weather, we had this room full of people and interested persons in the community. So that means a great deal. So thank y'all.
Okay. Anybody else for March 1st approval?
We're going through the same changes y'all going through with holiday vacation, that kind of stuff. We went to the 24-hour shift and thought we had all that whipped till we started talking about holidays and vacations. So kind of mirror what some of the other fire departments did. And I think that's probably about our best bet, you know, is for us to follow that. And we're giving y'all our new handbook. We kind of revised all that. But, man, let me tell you.
But bring a copy. No, seriously, bring a copy of whatever y'all think y'all might do, because we think we know what's fair. We're just not sure how to put it in writing, you know?
Yeah, it's a...
And a 24-hour shift just as confusing as any other, because it's not eight, you know?
Yeah, it's a tough thing. It's just, you know, you got to just slice it all down and put it what works for you, and that's what everybody, I think everybody else is doing the same thing we're doing, so we're kind of just staying with what they're
doing. Well, Anderson and I, what we talked about is, you know, we know what we have today, but what happens if it changes? And it kind of needs to be worded where if you change something, you don't have to change the whole ordinance again.
Right.
I think our ordinance is too simple right now. It needs to be a little bit more detailed. But it's not a big crisis. It's just something we need to improve on. Anybody else? Okay, announcements, reflections of the seasons is on now from December 5th through the 31st. Contact the West Baton Rouge Parish Tourist Information Center for info details. Town Hall will be closed on December 24th and 25th, and also closed on January 1st. Guards pickup will run December 24th, and
There's going to be a special holiday collection of extra garbage during the week of December 28th and January 4th.
As long as it's not 50% more than what they normally pick up.
Right.
Then they'll charge us an extra $100.
That's grand. Another meeting.
Okay.
All right. Planning and zoning, December, the planning and zoning meeting has been canceled due to holidays, so there's nothing on the agenda. So with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Move, Ms. Kershaw, second by Sandra. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Aye. 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 Aye.